milk. He lived on IV fluids for months. Even the smallest trace of milk caused him to vomit blood. They told me to keep pumping, how good it would be for his system if he could ever tolerate food. And in this distorted dream world, I let it be my mother love, the grief and the milk both in endless supply, a way to express something, even if the pots of ink were white. I didn't see it until later, like in a dream that unfolds after waking, but you were there doing this, taking the bottles of milk in the night when I pumped them, or in the day, pouring them off into meal-apportioned bottles, so careful not to spill, and with black ink registering the day and the hour of our love, so that now, after the dream, when I stand at the freezer, I see row after row of our duet of prayer and elegy stored against the day when he would live.